Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. I apologise in advance for the background noise today. I'm on holiday and sitting in the cafe of a garden centre, but let's see how we do. Today's podcast is called Classic Cars, Beards, Ageism and the Gospel for All. Car-loving people of a certain age begin to yearn for the vehicles of their youth. Penny's birthday present to me was a ticket to a classic car experience at the Heritage Motor Museum, and I spent this last Saturday soaked in nostalgia and sentiment. It was a good soak. We were treated to talks on classic car ownership, demonstrations of classic car maintenance, and trips in classic cars. My ride was a 1959 Morris Minor. Yes, even older than me. This car had been on the road for 2 years before I was even born. I wasn't sure what exactly to expect as I drove up to the museum at the beginning of the day. Old cars, old men, and significant beards were all in my mind. Some of my assumptions were proved right, and some were proved wrong. For example, the man driving the Moggy, which is the nickname for a Morris Minor, was 23 years old, younger than my son. Tom, his name, bought his first car at 15 years of age and currently owns several classic cars, restoring, maintaining them, just as a hobby. We drove together for about 20 minutes and he talked about his car and love of cars for, 19 and a half of those 20 minutes. Unbridled enthusiasm poured out of him as we trundled towards our destination. A word in edgeways I could not insert. Ordinarily, this would bother me, but on this occasion, I simply sat back and enjoyed basking in someone else's passion. But part of what was going on in my mind was a silent self-rebuke regarding my ageist assumptions. Here was a young man, and also a young woman, brought a spectacular Singer chocolate brown colour car, beautiful. They confounded my prejudices. It made me reflect on who I think may or may not be open to finding a relationship with God. It's so hard not to prejudge someone's openness to the gospel based on, my own experiences and assumptions. And Jesus was not like this. He spoke to every type of people the society of the day would have shunned. A short list includes a Gentile, Matthew 8, a sinful woman, Luke 7, a sick person, John 9, an unclean person, Matthew 8, a Samaritan, John 4, and many others. Maybe think about who I don't speak to. Is it the old or the young, the educated or the uneducated, the smart or the shabby? Which skin color, sexual orientation, or social group do I avoid? The New Testament is drenched in references, making it clear that, as the angel said, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people, Luke 2. Peter said, the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call, Acts 2. And he and the early church came to understand that, quote, even to Gentiles God has granted repentance that leads to life, Acts 11. The unexpected spectrum of motor enthusiasts reminded me to reassess my assumptions. How about you? What helps you to see people as people and not as labels? Please add a comment to this audio boo or to the blog, blogspot, mccx.blogspot.co.uk. Please add a comment and spur me and others on to treat all people as Jesus would. I hope you have a wonderful day, and until the next time, God bless, take care.